Hello and welcome to a special Voice on the Air podcast series for our flagship conference, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Contributions, on 21st June 2017. At this flagship event, we will show delegates how women and men with families, jobs, responsibilities, and conflicting priorities have somehow managed to make fulfilling contributions, and how we can be that person too. We will also help managers and leaders to elevate their seemingly ordinary team members to extraordinary performers. I'm your host, Andrea James, and today's guest is Emily Thorpe. Emily is the founder of Happy Working Mum. She's a coach, speaker, and author of The Working Mum's Five-Step Solution to Having It All. Emily gives mums the tools to enjoy motherhood without guilt, stress, and overwhelm. In this podcast, we're going to find out from Emily about being a mum in the workplace. Welcome, Emily.
Hello, Andrea. Lovely to be here.
Hello. So how does the theme of ordinary people, extraordinary contributions relate to being a mum?
Well, I think being a mum is quite ordinary. There are people doing it all over the world. Every single day there's somebody else having another baby. So it's quite an ordinary thing to do. But the transformation that happens to the woman is quite extraordinary. You know, apart from the fact that you've created a baby and you've given birth and you're responsible for another human being, the actual process of being a mum gives you this extraordinary skill set. And this is what I think can be overlooked in the workplace. For example, you learn very quickly how to prioritize, and you have a very acute sense of what's important. And juggling, again, that's another skill set that you get. You learn how to become incredibly well organized and disciplined. You know, if you've got more than one child and you've got school events and you've got work commitments, you hone those skills to such an incredible degree. Mm-hmm. Things like dealing with personalities. If you've ever had to deal with a two-year-old having a tantrum in Tesco's, you know how to deal with people in a meeting, because you've got that other skill of like, okay, I know where this is going. I can offer these options. It really is such an awakening of other resources within you. And I feel that it can be overlooked. And I think that that's the difficulty in workplaces, that is that when you become a mum, it can be thought that, well, I'm sure we're going to talk about this, but it can be seen as a negative rather than a positive.
Yeah, the general perception seems to be that mums are a burden to companies, aren't they?
Mm. Well, this can be the case, especially if you go part-time. And so you're reducing your work, your input, and, you know, maybe you have to leave at certain times to do school pickup or for childcare. So it can seem like a burden. However, you know, and I've got experience myself of this, where I was at work and I wanted to take some leave. Mm. And they said, but why do you want leave? You're hardly ever here. You know, I was seen a bit like a second rate citizen, to be honest. However, I think people are looking at the negatives and not looking at the positives. Like I said, all those other skill sets that mothers can bring to the workplace, you know, they have a different perspective. They've got different experiences. And it would be beneficial if companies would appreciate that they are not carrying these mothers, but that these mothers can actually contribute more.
Yeah, so for how the do experience. We change that perception then?
Well, I think it starts with the mum, to be honest. You know, I was guilty of this myself. I did feel like I was a burden, that I was, you know, not pulling my weight, and that maybe I could do more. But actually, if I thought, you know, these are the skills I now have, I am brilliant at organizing, I'm brilliant at prioritizing, I could have gone in there with a bit more confidence and said, you know, this is what I could bring more to the work, more to the company. So if mothers can take it upon themselves to not think of themselves as a burden, but think of themselves as an asset, and then the companies also to take that point of view that they've got someone working in their company who now has more insights into relationships and personalities, because once you've organized like a five-year-old's birthday for 30 kids, mm. I can assure you, you can deal with most things after that.
Yeah, I think it's so important. I'm not a mum myself, but it's really hard to And so it's hard to imagine, if you don't have good conversations with people, to find out what their talents are, what their experiences outside of work, how they can bring that to the organization.
Yes.
So thank you for sharing that.
Yes. I do think it's for the mums to take confidence and to be assured of what they can bring to the company.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Emily, for sharing your experiences. And if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, do join us for the rest of these special series, where our guests will share their experiences of environments where ordinary people can make extraordinary contributions. And if you'd like to meet the speakers and facilitators in person and just go into how you can use these practical tools in your career and life, then join us on 21st June 2017. Just go to voiceatthetable.com to book your place. If you can't join us for that date, you can still access information on our follow-up workshops and our membership options that also address some of the topics that we talked about today. So thank you again, Emily.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And once again, our website is voiceatthetable.com. I'm Andrea James. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you very soon. Thank you and goodbye.